1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, which turn firearms into rapid-fire weapons. CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
Conservative justices also took issue with the ATF writing the rule instead of lawmakers, saying it's up to Congress to amend the law regarding bump stocks.
The Justice Department says Attorney General Merrick Garland will not be prosecuted for contempt of Congress after refusing to turn over audio of President Biden from his classified documents case. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
Because that executive privilege was exerted over those recordings, then there is no need to prosecute the attorney general at this time.
The UK's Princess Kate writes she's doing well fighting cancer and will appear in public tomorrow.
Buckingham Palace saying that they're pleased that Kate will be a part of tomorrow's celebration, tomorrow's ceremony. This is a very important time for the royal family.
CBS's Ian Lee. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within The Morning Show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News, I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field is asking Governor Evers to investigate how Adjutant General David May handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in 4 internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that May and other leaders broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's only true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers across the country. Researcher Nicholas Karn says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
This is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A sergeant with the Clark County Sheriff's Office has been arrested on child enticement charges. After a search was conducted, the investigation led to the arrest on Wednesday for sexual exploitation of a child, child enticement, threats to injure or accuse of a crime, and threats to communicate derogatory information. The suspect was released on a $2,500 cash bond, along with a $10,000 signature bond. The Taylor County Sheriff says that the name of the sergeant is being withheld pending further investigation. And the 27th annual June Dairy Breakfast with Marshfield FFA alumni and supporters will be Sunday from 7 a.m. to noon. It's at C. Hafer's City View Dairy, located on Galvin Avenue. They'll have the option of buttermilk, blueberry, or potato pancakes with real maple syrup, as well as sausage, applesauce, cheese curds, ice cream sundaes, and so much more. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddie Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you start to be the best. You start to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else. And that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment, we've all been waiting for. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
with AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
A high pressure is taking over, giving us beautiful blue skies and plenty of sunshine. Highs today will rise to the upper 70s and feel quite comfortable. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with showers arriving by the afternoon and heavy rain by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrough of Coldwell Banker's Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month at 3:30 right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for Dominic's birthday and airing of the grievances. Devil's Advocates, you know how we do it. The birthday edition. Tune in for it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 14th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome our friends Maggie, Jenna, and Sue. They'll be in thanks to Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau to talk about the 2024 Cranberry Blossom Festival. Looking forward to that. And I have been waiting for this for months. We are here, and we are going to be talking Mid-State Roller Derby. We've got with us Blake Grogan. Jeffrey, want to thank you for being here.
Happy to be here. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. And Mia Petit, Big Shrimpin'. Hey, Mia, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
We'll explain the nicknames and all of that a little bit more later. We'll get into some of that, too. Actually, we can get into it right away if you want, because I like to start these things off first by thanking you for not only being here, but helping really support this sport and spread the word about it and everything. Not only do we love supporting anything Mid-State does, but I'll just speak it for myself, but I think I got a lot of the community behind me on this one. We are fans of roller derby, and it's becoming more and more popular, which is kind of interesting considering how long it's been around. You know, when pickleball rose up, it kind of was one of those things that seemed to kind of come out of nowhere and everything. But it has been great to see the sport growing. I've got this isn't in state, but I've got a good friend of mine in Ohio. About 3 years ago, she joined a roller derby team, and now every one of her posts, every single thing that she has, roller derby, and it's really cool to see. It's one of those sports that when you get involved, whether as a fan or as an athlete, you can't help but get all in. And I want to talk about that a little bit with y'all. First off, though, I want to get your origin stories. That's one of my favorite things to do. And find out not only how about you a little bit, but how you got involved with roller derby. And Blake, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I originally was a volunteer for a roller derby league up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and helped out with beer sales and things like that and fell in love with spectating. So I moved to Wisconsin a few years after that and worked to get involved with the league as quick as I could. And with living out of Wausau, Mid-State Roller Derby was the no-brainer for that. So got out to one of their Learn to Skates and utilized some of the equipment that they offered and fell in love right away. I had grown up rollerblading, but roller skating was a new beast. So that was
a few an interesting years ago thing
now.
To bring up. Yeah, that's an interesting note.
Yeah.
So you've been playing for a while.
This will be my third season.
Right on. Very cool. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Mia, can you give us a little bit of your origin story and how you got involved in roller derby?
Yeah, so I kind of fell into roller derby very kind of serendipitously. So I was trying to find new hobbies for my life because I was like, you know what, we got to do something.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine had told me about the Learn to Skate classes, and they were like, hey, this is a really cool team. Like, I think you'd have a lot of fun. And I was like, it's $20. What do I gotta lose? So I showed up and I was instantly hooked. It was so much fun. I was a terrible skater to begin with. I was hugging the wall, like I was just creeping along, but you know, with enough practice and just keep showing up, you get better every day and you feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great, you two. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And I especially appreciate the idea that you didn't just walk in there and immediately were a great skater and knew the sport. And all this. It takes time. And I think that's great to know and encouraging for those out there that are thinking about joining the league and joining the sport and being a part of things. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, I would like to get into that too. I remember as a kid, my dad played hockey. And was a minor league hockey player. And one of the things that would frustrate him sometimes is, hey, Jim, what is going on out there? Like, I don't understand this sport. I don't understand this or that or anything. He'd get a little frustrated by it. But then eventually he would see what he had the opportunity to do. And, hey, I could make a new fan here. I could make somebody a new hockey fan. And I loved hearing him describe how to play hockey. I don't know if he did a great job of it, but he was very animated and very passionate. And so I'd like to kind of put you two on that right now and explain to those that don't know out there, what is roller derby? How is it played?
Well, we play on quad skates, so it's 4 wheels on the ground. Well, 8 wheels. 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
And I like to describe it as kind of skating, racing, and wrestling all in one. So you have 10 people on the track at a time. You essentially have 2 jammers, which is kind of like your offense, and they're working to score points. And then you have 4 blockers on each team, which is your defense, and they're trying to keep the jammers from scoring points. And so you skate as fast and as hard as you can, and you hit as hard and as legally as you can, and those jammers, for every set of hips is the real rule that they pass, they score a point. And each jam can last up to 2 minutes. It doesn't always last that long. There's some more intricate rules involved with that, but essentially 2 minutes at a time, you skate as fast and as hard as you can and score as many points as you can. Then you do it again.
Nicely done. Yeah,
that was a good
I have actually the Wikipedia page up just in case to add some notes to that.
Yeah.
You did it. You did a better job than Wikipedia did, I think. Yeah, nicely done.
Straight to the point. Beautiful.
Yeah, very well done. Now, one of the things that I think that was cool about that description is that it's, I don't want to say that the game is basic. There's nothing basic about the game, but I feel like it's like a lot of sports. The first time you catch it, you learn. You watch it again, you learn, and you learn. And before you know the sport inside and out. One of the cool things I think about roller derby is there's not, it ain't like some sports where the rules keep changing every second or some of these things. They're pretty standard. And the sport itself has been around for quite some time. So I believe the 60s is when it first really got going and everything. So it's one of those things that catches people up or maybe gives them those little holes in the rules that they didn't know. So nicely done. I appreciate that. I have a couple of other questions that I want to get to about how people can be a member, and I want to talk about the games too. But to the point of now we know the game and we know your bit of origin story, what keeps you playing roller derby? What keeps you coming back? Because everybody that I know that is into this sport, they go all in. Like, I roller derby on the side. Like, no, this is like one of the first things they tell you about themselves, yeah. Which is really cool to me. I think that's fantastic. What is it that brings that out of you about this sport? And I'll start with you, Jeff.
Oh, man, it definitely keeps you coming back. One of the reasons I originally got into roller derby was to have a team-oriented athletic outlet in my adult years that I found myself craving. And so you have this incredible support system just kind of on call all the time. And you all work towards one goal. And then anytime you exercise, it's one of those... Sometimes it's hard to go, but once you're there, it always makes you feel good. And so you all have that, you know, like-mindedness, looking for that. And then just the intricacies of the support system that you find both on and off the track are, I don't know how anybody walks away from it.
Mm-hmm. Shrimpin?
Yeah, so I would agree with Jeff there. The community is so awe-inspiring, mm-hmm. and it really keeps you in. Because even on your hardest days, people will, they'll see that you're off and they'll be like, hey, like, are you doing okay? Like, And it's just anybody on the team. If they notice you're off, they're like, hey, are you okay? And it's so wonderful, mm-hmm. like the support that you have. And it's, to me, it's the community. Like,
it's really
cool.
You
can't beat it.
One of the things that always stood out to me, I grew up in an athletic family and athletes all over the place and then playing it. And one of the things when I talk to my dad about what he misses about the game or anything, we're all competitive. We like to win. There's that. But right away, without a second to think, the guys. Like, that's what he misses. He misses the guys. He misses being in the locker room. He misses being out there, the camaraderie, the family of it. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are in that spot where they're looking for that. And maybe you get it from, you know, a bar league, horseshoes, or softball league or something. There's also this option. There's also this here is an option of something to look into and think about, especially if I can. And this is a bit of my mother, the feminist in my head. But there's not a lot of these things for women. There's just being blunt about it and everything. There's not enough opportunities for not only women supporting women, but women having athletic opportunities and everything. I don't know why society's like that. I think we can get into that in another conversation. but it is something that we're dire missing. It's cool to have this. It's cool to have this option. I'm not, obviously, not every woman's going to get into it maybe or something, but man, it's nice to have a... not only a organization and a sport that I think is not only female friendly, but if I can be a blunt again, rainbow friendly, and that goes a long ways in this day and age where we just I'd like to see more sports do that. I'd like to see more sports getting better with that. You're only expanding your market by doing that. I think actually, oddly enough, I know this is going to be a weird connection, but I can connect it. Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's was the biggest ice cream in the world. And they sat back and instead of just going, oh, we're good, like, wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of people out there that can't eat ice cream. There's a whole bunch of vegan people out there. Why don't we make vegan ice cream? And Ben and Jerry's gets even bigger. Like, I don't know any sport that doesn't, oh, you know what, we're good. We don't need to get any bigger. Like, you know, it can expand your sports by expanding your audience and bringing more inclusive, bringing more people in. Roller Derby got that right away. Roller Derby for a long time has been a supporter of these things, an encourager of these things. So all you out there that are interested in this kind of thing, we encourage you to check this out, support this team. We love to support local, love to support our team. I'm a huge homer. So any chance I get to root for a hometown team, I'm going to do that. We've got some opportunities for you guys to coming up to be able to support this team. Saturday, June 22nd, I see you have a doubleheader event at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. That should be a good one. First game is Mid-State Roller Derby versus Aurora 88. Roller Derby from Aurora, Illinois. The second game is a skater mixer where beginning skaters from different leagues will compete against one another. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Is that what that one is more is kind of geared towards? No pun intended. Is that towards bringing out new skaters and giving them kind of getting their feet wet and everything?
Yeah, it's just to help give new skaters opportunities to get comfortable playing at, you know, a level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a fun matchup and a doubleheader. We love those. And then on Saturday, August 3rd, there's a multi-game event at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point where the doors will open at 5. Mid-State Roller Derby is hosting a multi-game event that will bring Mississippi Valley Mayhem, Lacrosse Roller Derby League, Chippewa Valley Roller Derby League, and Marquette Roller Derby League from Marquette to Central Wisconsin. Wow, that is pretty cool. That is a real. It's cool for our area to bring in all these others and to take in this sport and to have all these different teams. But I'd like to know what it means to you all to have all these teams from all these others come in. You talked about the camaraderie, talked about in your own team. I imagine in the league, when you're playing each other, it's one thing. But as soon as the game's over, I got to imagine there's quite a bit of camaraderie with these other teams and getting to talk to people from out of state and what they love about the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, there's a competitive nature to it, but something about bringing other people from other leagues in, especially out of our core Central Wisconsin and neighboring communities to our area to share with other people. It brings different skill levels. It brings different kinds of people, which, as you said, we like to celebrate, you know, the differences and that each person can bring. And then once we're off the track, it's, you know, just because you're not on the same team, it doesn't mean that you guys don't enjoy the same thing. We're all there because we love roller derby. And then actually one of my favorite things is after the fact, and this will be a huge event, one of the biggest ones we've put on in years, but we always have an after party. Mm-hmm. this year in Stevens Point, it'll be at Ranchitos. And we go and, you know, they support us by providing food and a space for us to really unwind after the fact.
Is there anything about it that stands out to you, Big Shrimpin'? I'm going to say that as much as I can, Mia. I'm going to say it as much as I can. I love that nickname.
It's a great name. Yeah, it's my favorite.
Is there anything about the event that you're looking forward to, or kind of similar to Jeff here, a lot of the same?
It's a lot of the same. Mm-hmm. I think, Jeff said it really well, that it's so fun to meet different people. And, you know, with the inclusivity of roller derby, you meet so many people from different walks of life, and it's so fun.
Mm. And especially this is fun for the community too, because these events, they're just a skip away. They're not even that far away, and everything to be able to take these in. And it's not only a great way to support your community, support your area, but think about this too, as many people out there maybe on the fence, or if you are on the fence about taking in these games, and another incentive to that. Roller derby is adding to our economy. That is one of the bigger things that we are seeing. Again, my friend in Ohio talks about this too. There are areas that people weren't going to for a long time. All of a sudden, the roller derby games are there, and not only are they going to that area, but hey, a little gas station is there now, and a grocery store is over here, and these things. It adds up. It really does. So it's another one of those incentives and another one of those reasons we encourage you to support this team, support these events when they come up. We are going to be talking about them on our morning shows nonstop. We'll be making sure you guys got a good crowd and maybe a little home field advantage here, maybe a little bit. We'll see what we can do. When it comes to being a member, I want to talk about that a little bit, because that is another purpose of the conversation. We want not only more people to attend these games to watch, but love to get more people volunteering, being a part of the team. What is, first off, how often do you guys get, I was going to say rehearse because I'm an actor. How often do you guys get to practice, and what are the practices like? I don't mean to keep putting you on the spot, Jeff, but you're killing it. So I got to keep going. You're doing great too, Ben. You're doing good too.
We practice right now. We're at KB Willett Ice Arena 3 times a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. We have a 50% attendance requirement, and essentially that's because the more you're on skates, the safer it is to be on skates. We're always working to win, so the more we have people at practice, the better. So 3 days a week, and that's every week. And it's a 2-hour time frame in which we do off skates warm up, we do on skates warm up. We'll work on some basics and get our ankles and our feet warmed up. And then we try to play as much derby-like, scrimmaging as possible. And we'll work on gameplay as well as some endurance-type things, which are always favorites.
Right on. Again, nicely done. Very nicely done. Anything you want to add, me?
No. Jeff's got this down, so I'm just here to support.
I'm just making sure the mics are on. That's all I'm doing. You're running this whole interview. Doing a great job at it, too. When it comes to one of the kind of elephants in the room, if you will, shape. This is something that I run into with a lot of my friends. That, oh, man, I go out there and I do that. Who are you kidding? Like, you don't even want to pick up a football, let alone go out there and actually throw one. But there are people out there who are itching to find something to do, to get that out. To get a workout in, to get some of these things in. If people are encouraged, if people want to be a part of this sport, I not only encourage them to, but I don't feel like age or quote unquote what kind of shape you're in necessarily plays into this. Not at all. Being very blunt about it, I think of this very similar to softball, to other sports, where if you are in quote unquote rough shape, or however you want to word it, this will get you in shape. This will do that for you. This will help do that for you. And it's not something that you have to think you're going out there and you're going up against Olympic athletes or anything. This is something where you're going to go up against people that are often like-minded and similar in body type and some of those things. So I wouldn't want that to get anybody not to want to be a part of the sport. The friend that I mentioned, she is on the taller side and she's a little bit bigger. And she thought that, well, I can't get into this sport. I can't get into this one. She discovers roller derby, and she's perfect for it. She is built for this practically. She's enjoying it too. I think that that's something to keep in mind as well. Maybe there have been sports in your life that just didn't fit, or you didn't really get a real feel for. This is one of those ones. I encourage you to give a chance, because not only does it involve so many different things, but it's a fun sport to play. Did you have anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, we try to stay away from, you know, saying that people are built for really anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we strongly encourage people to do the things they love and do them with passion, which is oftentimes why we're all on the same team. So it does take all shapes, sizes. I love that you said ages, because we have a very, very wide age range of people that skate with us, and everybody brings something unique to the team. But yeah, it's a great way to maintain some athleticism and some, you know, cardio in your normal workout. And actually, one of the things that I love is the encouragement and support system to actually cross train. So both on and off the track, bringing that into your life.
It's really good stuff. Really good interview, you two. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. There is a catch. You did a good job. You're going to have to come back. That's the catch. I didn't want to tell you that before the interview, but if you do a good job, you have to come back on. So we would love to have you guys back on, and soon, too. I don't want it to be too long, because while the season's going on, I'd love to have you on to be able to talk more about it and encourage more and more people to be a part of this. We encourage you to, if you can, be a member. If you can, we're always looking for good volunteers. You can find out more at midstateRollerDerby.org, midstateRollerDerby.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things they are doing. And again, their next match, I believe it's your next match, Saturday, June 22nd.
That's
next one is coming up June 22nd. Doubleheader at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Doors will open at 5. Meet them there. Again, we'll be talking about these on our shows and make sure you guys get a real home field advantage. I mean, just say, you know, we'll make sure it's well attended.
Doors open at four.
Yeah, I got that. Make sure that you're there right about 3:50. Get there before 4. Get there, you know, make sure you get a good seat. Thank you both again for the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. This has been so awesome.
Cool. MidstateRollerDerby.org. MidstateRollerDerby.org is the website. Be sure to bookmark that and keep up to date on all the good things this team is up to. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper truck come a rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mercury Marine is laying off 252 workers in Fond du Lac and making what it calls workforce adjustments at its other facilities. The job cuts will happen on July 26. The company blames slow sales. Mercury Marine is Fond du Lac County's biggest employer. First Lady Jill Biden says older Americans should vote for her husband, the president. She says he's protecting the Affordable Care Act and Social Security.
Bring the experience of our years to meet this moment as if our rights are at risk, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's officially summer in less than a week, but things are really heating up as soon as Sunday. If you're in need of an air conditioner, portable units can be installed yourself or with help of a hire. Installers recommend that if you do it on your own, use your knees to lift, not your back. And also, make sure that it's plugged into an outlet rated for the unit. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding us to wear a life jacket if we plan to spend the weekend out on the water. 28 boating fatalities happened last year to people not wearing a life jacket. And as we're approaching the colorful holiday of fireworks, known as the 4th of July, please remember to be courteous when lighting them off. Not only do our pets experience stress with the loud booms, but so do our veterans. Many of our neighbors have gone to combat and have PTSD after putting their lives on the line for our freedom. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Actor John Goodman says he is not as motivated to work as he was in his younger days. He told Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes on the Smartless podcast that he tried to overcome his recent lack of motivation by working too much and nearly caused himself to have a nervous breakdown. 71-year-old Goodman has been sober now for 16 years and recently lost 200 pounds, looking more like actor Aaron Eckhart. No booze since 2008 and no bad food for 200 pounds? How crabby is John Goodman right now? Andrew McCarthy hated the phrase Brat Pack. In his new documentary, he confronts the writer David Blum, who coined the phrase, finally putting to rest something no one has ever cared about except Andrew McCarthy. The Brat Packer insinuated Blum's article more or less branded his career. Blum admitted his condescending attitude toward the young actors was not very nice, but stands by it. Sources have not disclosed who McCarthy blames for his role in Weekend at Bernie's. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the upper 80s, maybe a late day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas on National Movie Night. And as usual, Terry Barr joins us and enlightens us with some fantastic music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 14th, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. And today, we're going to wrap up the week of Midday Magazine the right way. We are talking Cranberry Blossom Festival. We've got some great guests in with us to talk about this, a fantastic event, really signature event in this area. I'll let you guys go ahead and go down the line here, introduce yourselves, and then we'll get into the event itself. And I'll start with you, Maggie.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maggie Molesky, and I sit on the board for Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Hey everyone, Jenna Moran. I am the president of Current Wisconsin Rapids, and I'm here to talk about Downtown on Tap.
Hi, I'm Sue Wolf with Material Girls Quilt Club, featuring our quilt show during Cranberry Blossom Festival.
And hello, everyone. I'm Justin Herman from the Grand Rapids Lions Club, going to talk about our events during the Cranberry Blossom Festival.
That was really good, you guys. Did you practice that? That was really good. I just threw that at you. Nicely done. Nicely done. Maggie, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with you and just talking about not only your involvement and how you're involved with this, but how it has changed a little bit over the years.
It has changed quite a bit. This last year, Cranberry Blossom Festival became incorporated, so we are actually a small business in the area. We have our board of directors, of which I am the president, and we take care of the marketing for the event. That is the only thing that we do. The events are all owned. We call them event owners. So when Jenna says Downtown on Tap, Current group sets it up, runs it, and makes all the money off of it if there's money to be made. Their event doesn't actually make money, but donations accepted, exactly. And going down the line, we have 18 events this year, and we're always looking for something new. So if there's a group out there that has an idea that wants to get involved, absolutely, get a hold of me.
There's always 2025. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a great point, Maggie. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. And I've noticed that. It's one of the things I actually admire so much about this festival is I've been here in this area for about 20-some years, and every year it seems to grow, get stronger. And while I see other events in other towns and different things in my life growing up, they tend to stay the same. There's nothing wrong with that. If it works, you know, keep doing what you're doing. But I love that this event sees that, we could add this, or we could do this, and seeing how our community changes or grows in adding to it, being open to even changing things, I think is just a great thing to be able to offer to the community and to the event itself. So I really love that, and thank you for mentioning that, Maggie.
You're welcome. Coming from another organization that I was in with a fellow that I highly admired, he always told me, one new thing every year keeps it fresh.
Yeah, so that's good.
I love to see the fresh and new.
Yeah.
This year we happen to have the McMillan Memorial Library is doing music. The Mambo Surfers, which I have not heard of before, it sounds really, truly very interesting.
Yeah, it does. So. It does. I noticed that there's Escape from Within. There's a mobile escape room that's going to be a part of this. That's very interesting to me. I've always wanted to try that. I've never done one of those, so that seems interesting.
You definitely need to come out and try it.
Yeah.
That was something a friend of mine had gone to it at another place, and he says, hey, this was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted the guy out of Marshfield, and he's coming over on Friday from 4 to 10 and Saturday from 11 to 5 or 4.
Cool. Very cool. We'll talk more about some of these individual events, and we're certainly encouraging you to listen to our morning shows where we'll be highlighting these and talking about these leading right up to next weekend and really hitting on some of these events. I'd like to kind of go sporadic a little bit here and just go down the line and how you are involved and what you'll be doing at the Cranberry Blossom Fest. And we'll start with you, Jenna, because Downtown on Tap is a fun one. It's an exciting one. I know that I've attended before and enjoyed it. For those that may not know, though, what is Downtown on Tap?
Of course. Well, first of all, thanks for attending. We appreciate it. Downtown on Tap happens every Friday of Cranberry Blossom Fest, 5 to 9 p.m. We are very excited to be involved for the 7th year this year, so that's a fun thing for us to promote. It is free to attend, and if you're familiar with Lunch by the River, I would say it's very similar to an evening time Lunch by the River. So free to attend, but your drinks and food are for purchase. We will have live music by Barefoot Americans. We also have face painting from iHeart Art Studios. That is from 5 to 7, so a little shorter time frame for that one. And then, let's see, our food vendors are La Taqueria, Rocky Rococo, and new this year is Grace's. Mm-hmm. So we've got some Mexican cuisine, mm-hmm. Italian cuisine, and like traditional American cuisine.
Yeah, yeah.
So a nice little variety, hopefully something for everyone. Again, free to attend, and we just hope to, you know, I remember one year I was just handing out pamphlets about what it was, and I said my one request is to just, you give this now to someone you don't know, make a new friend, whatever. So it is
That's
a
great.
Fun event. Yeah. Music, food and drinks, face painting.
Well, for you all, why was it important for you to be a part of this event?
It's, well, like you said earlier, it is such a strong kind of signature event for mm-hmm. Wisconsin Rapids, and when Current was kind of trying to get its get its legs. Yeah. It was a great time to get involved with something that already is so strong.
Yeah. So, it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's just a great community event.
Those are great notes to anybody out there, a young business or anything, or a young event or something, that, hey, this is a great opportunity to springboard your business or to get you out there maybe a little bit more and get seen by some people that you wouldn't normally maybe be seen. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this has happened to all of you before. It's remarkable sometimes that you walk in and you talk to somebody and like, oh, I didn't know that was around. I'm like, yeah, it's like right over there. It's like, but that happens all the time, even in the town this size. So it's great to highlight something like that. Yes. It also speaks to the way that, like, Downtown on Tap to me could be its own event. It easily could.
Yes.
And there's so many of these that are like that. But instead, like, no, we want to be a part of this.
Yes.
We want to be part of this event, which is part of what makes Cranberry Blossom Fest so awesome, is there are so many things that could certainly stand on their own, but they want to be a part of this. And it brings so much more people to the event, which is really a huge point and a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Very nicely done, John. I'm going to put you on the spot next, Sue, because you and I know each other. We've worked together already a couple times. You and I have interviewed, and I hope you remember and know how much I love the work that the Material Girls do. And a shout out to you all for everything that you've done for our veterans too. I know that isn't part of the conversation necessarily, but I do want to shoehorn that in and thank the Material Girls for all of that and the amazing work that they do. How are you all involved with Cranberry Blossom Fest?
Well, we have our annual quilt show at Assumption High School on Friday and Saturday, and I'm very happy that this year we have over 150 entries in our quilt show.
Whoa.
So
150? Ooh, that's nice.
So when you come, people get to vote for their viewer's choice. We have silent bid quilts that will be available, and those proceeds go to fund the palliative care sewers that we have, that we do hospital quilts and hospice. Wheelchair quilts now is another thing we've gotten into.
Just keep adding them on.
Yeah, just keep adding to your plate. Just keep adding.
We do demonstrations on the hour, sewing, quilting related, all just a variety of things, and that's always fun. Lots of basket raffles to help with our other service projects that we have. Mm-hmm. We have vendors. We'll have food. We have one of our ladies that is making lots of pies. We're selling pie by the slice. And we were talking earlier, and Jenna said, can't get any fresher than that. Right. So we also have brew bakers, which will be on site cleaning sewing machines for people.
Wow.
$50 special, quilt show special.
That
and
is really cool.
Scissor sharpening for $4. Any scissors, no knives, scissors, he says, which is really, a good deal. And, and you talked about Quilts of Valor. We will be awarding two veterans on Saturday at 11 o'clock their Quilts of Valor for the year. So we're very excited with all the things that we have, and it's a good time to come and meet other sewers and quilters.
That's a great point. I appreciate you mentioning that, Sue. And thank you for as well as mentioning that those veterans that are going to be receiving those quilts. That's a reason alone to show up. If that's all you said, we'd be there. But it's a really interesting opportunity with this, where you have people to be able to take in and see what you all do there, but also to learn about, quilting, about being of sewing, to be able to get your sewing machine cleaned. Some of these things, they're nice add-ons to an already really fun event. Is this something that you guys are doing that has always been done by the Material Girls, or is this new, introducing some of those things?
Well, Material Girls has been part of Cranberry Blossom Festival for many years.
Yeah. These other ad...
Brew Bakers was there last year with the sewing machines, but now this year they've added the scissor sharpening.
I thought that was new.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's something different.
It's a great idea.
And
it speaks to too. I imagine. Well, I bet you people could use this. Let's include this. That's just smart.
One new category we added this year was the youth category, and we actually have 7 entries. And these are, I think the youngest is 7 years old.
Wow.
To like 15-year-olds, you know, so I'm very excited to see some of their work that'll be part of the display too this year.
Have your heartstrings pulled at, man, it's already getting me. That's amazing. Material Girls Quilt Show, again, that'll be going on from 9 to 4 on Saturday. On Saturday, that'll go 9 to 4.
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry. Yes, Friday and Saturday. And Justin, I want to talk with you. Again, a big shout out to our Grand Rapids Lions Club. We appreciate you guys. Always appreciate all of you putting into this community the way you do. And we love talking about so many of the events you guys do over there. How are you all involved with this?
So we have been becoming ever increasingly involved with the Cranberry Blossom Festival. Started a couple of years ago by hosting the Spectrum Carnival, which will again be going on Thursday through Sunday at our club grounds. With that, admission to the carnival is free. Rides aren't free, unfortunately. There is a $3 parking fee that will benefit not only our local Lions Club and our charities, but also the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts help us with parking, and we split those proceeds with them to help them with all their community involvement. As far as the rides, there are wristbands for unlimited rides that are available. They're $25 for an advance purchase and $30 the day of the event. Something new for us this year with the changes in the Cranberry Blossom Festival, the Grand Rapids Lions have taken over the Dairy Berry Breakfast. It was something that we were asked to do, and so this will be our first year doing that. We have the same pancake guy coming back, so don't worry.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. That's very reassuring. A bunch of people just started breathing a little bit
right,
better.
Right, exactly, exactly. The event, though, not to cause confusion, will still be at Lincoln High School, and that's on Friday. We're serving from 6 to 10. It's all-you-can-eat pancakes, breakfast sausage, cheese curds, craisins, Culver's frozen custard, so all things dairy and berry. The cost is $10 for adults. It's $7 for kids 5 to 12. Kids 4 and under eat free, so bring the whole family. Seems to be an underlying thing with food.
Yes, yes. I don't know about anybody else getting hungry. Yeah.
Right.
That sounded really good. With the carnival, there is a bit of a change I saw this year with the way that that's going, that the carnival has changed slightly to, instead of cards to redeem for a wristband, the carnival has moved to a voucher system, I see. So that's just in the notes here that I have. That's something to keep in mind to people, I suppose, as we go forward with the event. And looking forward to the carnival. Man, we love carnivals. Doesn't matter how old you are. Everybody loves a carnival. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And then also, Jim, on Saturday, the 22nd, we last year started to incorporate music. Years ago, we had the Grand Rapids Lions Music Festival. Again, let's tie that in with the Cranberry Blossom Fest. So we started last year with Rich Rath 313. This year, our headliner will be the Spicy Thai Band.
Nice.
So music is on Saturday at the Grand Rapids Lions from 5 until 10:30. Our opening act is the local band, The Alternators.
Nice.
They'll play till 7, and at 7 o'clock, Spicy Thai takes over. Admission there is free also. It's just a $10 parking fee per vehicle. So as many people are in the vehicle, it's $10 to park for the music. The Lions will have our food stand going. So we'll have grilled hamburgers, Rocky's Pizza, more ice cream treats. Again, that underlying theme.
Yes. As we continue to get hungrier over here, but that's all right. That's worth it. And it gets a good appetite. Bring your appetite to this event.
You bet. And there will also be plenty of food to eat from the carnival as well. So if you need your deep-fried Snickers or any of those indulgences, those will
write that one down. I don't want to forget that deep-fried Snickers.
Right. Then also on Saturday, this event has been happening for a number of years as well. We have our Kids Learn to Fish event. I don't know if you know, but we have quite a large pond there at the Lions, and it's well stocked with fish. We like to exercise those fish. It's catch and release. But kids of all ages are welcome to come down. We'll teach them basic fishing skills, exercise those fish a little bit, and have a good time. That goes, again, from 11 to 2.
Another great event, a part of this, and again, they're very similar to other events where it's not just, there are plenty of things where it's just go, have fun, and do this. There's other ones where you might maybe learn some things. You might pick up some notes here and there and everything. And I love that incorporation of these events. I like a lot of that and appreciate all that, Justin. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're speaking with Maggie, Jenna, Sue, and Justin talking about the 2024 Cranberry Blossom Festival. And I did want to note a couple of other things that are either ongoing or big events that most people, I think almost all people, are looking forward to. There is the Berry Fest raffle that is ongoing. Keep mm-hmm. that in mind, everybody. You want to get in on that. I like to tell a lot of people when they're first starting out an event or they come in to celebrate or talk about an event, do you have a raffle? Because if you don't have a raffle, I don't know how your event's going to do. if you have a raffle, I almost guarantee your event is going to do well. This area loves raffles, and this one in particular. It's a fun one. You can find out more about that. BlossomFest.com will get you that website address again before we wrap up. Chalk It Up is, of course, another fun event that goes from 2 to 5 on Thursday. Oh, I got ahead of myself. I'm sorry. Lunch by the River is the real kickoff of this event, as it has been for quite some time. Join us for Lunch by the River Thursday, next Thursday, 11:30 to 1 at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. And after that, you will have Chalk It Up going on over at the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area. That'll be from 2 to 5. The Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival from 4 to 10, as we were talking about, over at Grand Rapids Lions Club. You have Cinema Under the Stars at 6:30. That'll be at First Avenue South, Grand Avenue, right between Goggin Street. You can't miss it. There should be some signs and different things that will direct you over there. The Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show is going to be taking place. Where else? Red Sands Beach over at Lake Wasicha. Go ahead and check that out at 6:30 as well. So if you don't want to maybe check in the movie, maybe you go check out that to go to the beach and enjoy that. And everything wraps up on Thursday with the McMillan Concert Series, the Mambo Surfers, that Maggie was talking about. That'll be at 7 over at McMillan Library. And that's just Thursday. That's it. That's just Thursday. Did that take me 5 minutes? That's just Thursday there, everybody. You've got other things going on throughout the rest of the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wonderful events to look forward to. We'll be talking more about them as we get closer to the event next week and on our morning shows and highlighting them. But I did want to take a moment. Maggie, is there anything that you want to touch on or we could bring up that maybe I haven't hit on enough?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough question. It's probably the toughest question I'm going to ask today. Yeah, yeah.
Because there are 18 individual events mm-hmm. that are going on over the weekend. And like you said, just on Thursday, it's all family oriented. I mean, you can take your family to any one of these events, which is such a great thing. I mean, sometimes that's hard to find, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So we have those... let's see, a couple things that might be a little bit new. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is inviting everybody in on Saturday. They're having longer hours, so yeah. They're going to be open on Saturday to view their Celebrate Red exhibit. Something new and a little bit different. Of course, the Chamber probably talked about their arts and crafts vendor fair mm-hmm. on Saturday. It's gotten even larger.
Yeah.
They've gotten way more vendors and stuff. So that could be, you know, a 4 or 5 hour mm-hmm. trip downtown.
And a great way to support local, support our ag, support our vendors. Another great opportunity for that.
Exactly. The Ice Cream Social.
Oh, yes.
At Southwood County Historical Museum. They haven't done it for a few years. They're bringing it back.
Yeah.
So from 1 to 3 on Saturday, you can go to the Historical Museum for
go say hi to Phil and the great people over there at that wonderful museum. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see
that. Ice Cream brings the kids in, too. So that's a good one. That's a smart move by Phil and them. Yeah.
Of course, the Rapids Police Department is doing their fishing contest again mm-hmm. on Sunday morning right down on the riverbank downtown. Mm-hmm. The parade, all things Cranberry this mm-hmm. year. They're going to start to theme their parades, so that should be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
And then to wrap it all up, well, the Berry Fest raffle will be drawing on Saturday mm-hmm. on Sunday afternoon. But then the Rapids Fire Department will be running their duck derby where they're dropping the ducks in the Wisconsin River, and hopefully your number comes up mm-hmm. first.
And that's usually right after the parade around 2 o'clock, usually somewhere around there. You can check that one out. I know how much the kids love that one, how much, not for nothing either, the fire department loves it too. They really enjoy doing this too. It's a fun one to see. I look forward to it every year. One of the other things I wanted to make sure to mention too, just to add to kind of the theme of what we've talked about, not only the signature events and the things that you look forward to every year, but some of these fun and new things being brought in. We talked about this a little in the pregame. Escape from Within, the mobile escape room that'll be there Friday from 4 to 10. That is a very fun idea. Those things are very popular nowadays. So bringing something like that here, it's unique. We'll see how it does, and maybe it comes back. But it's I'm curious, Maggie, you mentioned this in the start of the conversation, that we're always looking to bring in more things. If we bring something in, we don't necessarily lose something. We're just adding to the event, it seems.
We're just adding to the event.
Yeah.
That's exactly. You know, we don't want to get, like, too many things going on at one time, mm-hmm. kind of thing. I mean, we're a small town, and we only have mm-hmm. so many people to draw in. But there's a lot more time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There is a lot more time in the weekend, and we don't even mind going to Wednesday
mm-hmm.
and starting it on Wednesday if you had something you want to do, you know, bring it in then. So
I like the idea of a couple of years from now this being a month event. I like it's easy for me to say that.
Yeah.
It's,
no,
I just got to talk about it. But in all
a
seriousness,
a week would be fine.
A nice week, yeah. Maybe a week would be good. But you can add to this event. Again, keep in mind that they're already looking into 2025 and looking into those kind of things. So reach out to the team and find out how you can be a part of this mm-hmm. event. And you can be a part of it this year. We encourage you to attend this event, celebrate this event on your social media platforms, reshare things. You never know who could see those that doesn't already see them. And of course, word of mouth goes so far. We're going to be hitting on this really hard next week and making sure that everybody knows not only about the event, but about these different events and every day that is going on. One other note about this, I wanted to make sure to mention that I don't think the guest that I was talking to that came in that when we were talking about this, they realized it. But they were looking at the pamphlet, which you can get right here at the WFHR studios and other businesses in town. The pamphlet is fantastic. It not only gives you all the events, but it kind of helps you map out the events and map out how you want to do things. And one of the things that came to mind as she was talking about it was, this really does take you all over town. And on Sunday, when we're wrapping this up and everything and looking forward to next year, I hope people keep that in mind, that this area is special and it's got such beautiful, amazing things about it. And the number one thing that is amazing about this area is the people. And the people help make this event happen, whether it is all of you and the great events that you're a part of or the people attending. It's a great opportunity, yes, to celebrate our area, but celebrate Cranberries and all these cool things. Let's not forget to celebrate each other and to be supportive of each other. We are stronger together. This area proves that time in and time out. Enjoy the fest. Have fun. Be safe out there and take in every event you can. And save some of that ice cream for me because I might be a little late getting there, so please save some of my ice cream for me. Thank you all very much for the time. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Again, you can find out more at blossomfest.com, blossomfest.com. Be sure to bookmark that page and find out more and share it on your social media as much as you can. We'll be back next week with more Midday Magazine. I do want to send a big thank you to Pam Hilke, the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later here at WFHR.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Mann.
Fair on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, or rapid-fire gun accessory. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We've seen this in a number of areas where it's quite clear that Congress had the power to act. They didn't. And so a president tried to act through an executive agency.
The Justice Department says they won't prosecute Attorney General Merrick Garland for contempt of Congress in the fight over audio tape of President Biden. CBS's Nicole Killian.
They say that the Department of Justice did try to accommodate this request from House Republicans, even though they didn't necessarily feel that it was substantive.
In the UK, Princess Kate writes she will attend a public event tomorrow. She-